are listening to WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org. Coming up now is Ecologic with Ken Gale and Donna Stein, so stay tuned.
Pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paid paradise, put up a parking lot.
If they keep on polluting the earth, then tell me where we gonna plant our seed. It makes me wanna cry.
See a windmill go, feel the pull of an ocean wave, the heat from a volcano. There's so much we could do, there's so much we could know, if we listen to the earth.
Every day is Earth Day. I'm Ken Gale.
And I'm Donna Stein.
And this is Ecologic for January 7th, 2020, here on WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org. When your air or water is clean, thank an environmentalist. If not, become one. Enough said.
On today's news and announcements, Ecologic's WBAI benefit concert.
Weekly time slot for now.
BAI Buddies.
Addressing the New York Times doom and gloom.
Saving money and energy by blocking drafts and using power strips.
Changes in the tax code affect charitable giving.
Islands as a teacher of environmentalism.
Fire, smoke, and radioactive waste.
Fracking waste used to irrigate food.
Lethal algae.
Amazon stifles employees on climate change.
And great news about permafrost methane. So, we had a concert Saturday.
Wasn't that great?
It was.
Sorry anybody who missed it. We had several hundred people, 200 people there.
Almost.
Yeah.
It was an amazing crowd, a lot of energy there. The musicians fed off the energy because everybody was like the best I'd ever heard them.
This was the WBAI benefit that Ecologic held at the People's Voice Cafe, which is a music cafe.
A progressive coffee house.
Progressive coffee house every Saturday night at Community Church of 40 East 35th Street.
Yep.
And it was such success. How long were we planning this? Before the coup, we were planning this.
Way before the coup. Yeah, it's pretty amazing that it came off as, like, you know, I sort of have expectations and then hopes, and I would have to say that my My expectations were exceeded. It got really past my hopes. I mean, there was standing room only. There were people sitting on the floor.
Yeah. There was five phenomenal acts.
Yeah.
We had Mike Lick and Lindsay Wilson.
We had the Raging Grannies.
Joel Landy. And David Amram and Malachi McCourt. What a lineup. In any one of them could have done a whole show.
Oh, and often do.
And often do.
And often do. But they all came together for WBAI. And, oh, thank you, Max. Yep. He did work some sort of engineering magic. And it was great. The energy, the attendance, the performances, everybody had a good time. There was a couple of people who sort of went up to me with just like, wow, I can't believe you got this many people. Wow, they were really good. And and it's sort of like, you know, like they couldn't believe it.
And a couple of the other members of the Ecologic Collective were there. Joel Landy, one of the performers, is also a member of the Ecologic Collective. And J.K. Canepa was there. So it was great that the Ecologic Collective was in the house.
Yes. And one other producer was there, Fran Luck, who does Joy of Resistance.
I think she's a regular at the People's Voice Cafe, too.
She might be.
Yeah, I've seen her there a few times.
Yeah, well, I have also, but yeah. I don't know if that was a coincidence or what, but it was some really...
But several members of the board were there, of the local station board were there, the president, Carolyn.
Yeah, a lot of local station board members were at the concert.
We appreciate the support, everybody.
Yeah, and the money raised is about the equivalent of 14 BAI buddies, and it's sort of
like to play with numbers.
Oh, I'd love to play with numbers. Yeah, I'll just sort of figure out, you know, how many, how much money per year, and divided. That's all. It's just arithmetic. It's not calculus. Not differential equations.
No, but the BAI buddies is something separate because with the BAI buddies, what we did when we did this fundraiser is we brought money into the station. But with BAI buddies, it's a way for us to know, us being the station as a whole, to know that what we can depend on a monthly basis. So we have to urge everyone listening to please sign up, be a BAI buddy. Is the average BAI buddy 10 or 15?
The average is like 15. So some are more, some are less.
Right.
Andrea sent out a list of how many BAI buddies per show. And Ecologic did better than most evening shows. We did better than a lot of daytime shows. People tend to listen to radio in the day and watch TV at night. And so the fact that an evening show can do as well as a daytime show is darn good. So thank you, everybody, for supporting Ecologic.
But that doesn't mean stop.
No.
I have a meme on my Facebook page this month, and part of the meme says, paraphrasing, part of the problem in the world is when everybody thinks somebody else is going to fix it, you know? So don't think that because we have BA buddies, you're off the hook.
that's more true than it might seem, because the number of BAI buddies that we have doesn't make the monthly budget. And so, the goal is to have sustaining members to deal with what few staffers we have. We have fewer staff people than any paid staff than any other Pacifica station. And our rent is way lower than it used to be, both at the transmitter and here. But nevertheless, we do have rent at both places. And
that's controversial because the rents at 120 Wall and the transmitter rents were negotiated without our input.
Right.
So
yeah.
they were always too high to begin with.
And
so we have more reasonable rents.
The conspiracy theorists go nuts over over that. But
we have more reasonable. But reasonable does not mean we can afford
it's not,
folks.
It's not free. Yes, it's free country, but not a rent-free country.
Yeah. You might think that the radio is free because you're listening to it and it doesn't cost anything. But it's not really free. We have to pay the bills. So this is listener-supported radio. We do not take advertisements. You do not hear commercials on this radio station. You like it for that reason, right? Right. So what that means is that we need you to support us. The best way to support us, so we know what's coming in, is be a BA buddy. Take the amount that you would give normally and divided by 12 if you want to, and then be a BA buddy for that amount. Playing with numbers again.
Right. I think if we got 50% more BAI buddies than we have, that would make most of our monthly expenses. And I hope that would mean no more 4-week fund drives, because we wouldn't need to have a 4-week fund drive. So less stress on the program director, because to keep the regular shows, and you wouldn't be missing your favorite shows.
And just to be a little bit self-serving, when you go to sign up as a BA buddy, go to that drop-down box and say, Ecologic is who we want to support, because we're only on every other week for now. We're hoping that we're going to be on. That leads into the next thing.
Yes,
why don't you say
Because if you...
Sorry.
One of those people who really keeps track of every BAI show, you may realize that this is normally Green Street's slot. Green Street was on today, but they were on at 10 a.m. And they're going to be on at 10 a.m. Every week for the foreseeable future, which may only be another week and maybe months. And we will be on at 8 o'clock every week for the foreseeable future. That's supposed to change. I don't know. I know 2 weeks ago we said that we were going to be on alternating with Green Street at 10, but right now this is how it is right now.
We're asking for your patience, everybody, as we're after the coup, a lot of changes are being made, people's shows being moved around. We're hoping to get a morning show. It was offered to us, and but we don't know yet when that's going to be.
Right.
So we love the
it's
fact that...
It's more of a when than an if.
There we go. So we're going to be on every Tuesday night, not every other Tuesday night, for January, probably February. And then there's going to... But we don't know. So just stay tuned. Go to our website.
You can go to... The Ecologic website, ecoradio.org. You can go to the WBAI website, WBAI.org. You can go to our Facebook page, WBAI Ecologic. So there's three places to check to see when we're on. I've got a mailing list that I also send out. So there's stuff going on.
And the archives.
And the archives, if you did miss something. And I should mention, while we were talking about fundraising, a friend of mine who does his charitable giving at the end of the year for a tax deduction, he said that, there's going to be a lot less donations to BAI. And I'm like, what do you mean? And he said that the president changed the way the tax code is for charitable giving. And so the amount of money he used to give, he no longer gets a charitable deduction for. He would have to double his normal charitable giving in order to get a tax deduction. And he said that the amount he would have to give is more than he can afford. So he was giving his normal amount. He didn't cut back on his charitable giving, but he is not getting a deduction. He said there are people who count on that deduction. And they may go, well, if I can't get the deduction, I'm not going to give as much. So if they were getting, whatever the deduction is, they will donate that much less.
We're going to have some call-ins later, I believe. So if anyone knows the answer to the question, how much with these changes, if you know the answer to how much a person has to give in order to get that tax deduction. We'd be very curious to find that out.
But as a result of that, if all charities, including WBAI, are going to get less donations, that's another reason we need you. You can't leave it to those people who give on December 30th and 31st, because some of them aren't going to be, because they can't, thanks to our president giving the money to the rich and taking away from the middle class working stiff.
That's crazy. I bet you his followers, well, his followers may not.
His followers, an awful lot of them don't have money, and they certainly don't give money away. But anyway.
Well, a tax deduction is a less painful way to give. But if you're middle class and you're only going to give a certain amount and you're not getting a tax write-off, that makes it harder.
Yeah. So that is what's going on. Now, we've got a lot of news items to give you. So let's give them.
All right. There seems to be a steady stream of environmental doom and gloom coming from the New York Times. They are so oriented to what the big corporations are doing to the planet that they can't see what grassroots activists are doing for the planet. And yes, the major polluting countries are not enacting policies to reverse climate chaos, but ordinary people, yes, people like you and us, are taking steps. Renewable energy is replacing poisonous electricity sources, that's fossil fuel and nuclear, every day. And with rooftop solar, almost always comes efficiency. People with solar panels use less energy and waste less energy. No more of their clean energy goes into the electricity grid, replacing still more fossil fuel. When individuals and families buy electric cars, they usually also buy solar panels to charge them for free. When governments buy electric fleets, they do not and actually contribute to greenhouse gas emission because most of the energy of the fuel for electricity is wasted as heat. Crazy. More is lost in the transmission. Only 1/6 gets to us to use.
Also, the next generation is not waiting for their next generation, but are taking steps to reverse climate chaos now, right now. Through pressuring lawmakers, through pressuring corporations, through their consumer choices, through lawsuits, through civil disobedience, through education. Greta Thunberg is not the only teenage environmental activist, not by a long shot. She's only the most famous, and mass media is more comfortable orienting themselves to one person than they are to groups of people.
Many of the big greens specialize in one or two environmental issues. Not the younger generation. They link things. They know the role of nature. Extinction Rebellion, for example, is not only about fossil fuel. Plastics in the endocrine system is not being ignored by grassroots activists. Our endocrine systems are involved with nearly every facet of our lives, from digestion to reproduction. And the role of plastic residue to disrupt those functions has been known since the 70s and mostly ignored. Until now. And that's not including Ecologic in 2006. That's when Ecologic first reported on plastics and the endocrine system. Even conservatives are worried about plastics in food.
Now, here's as doom and gloom as I'll go. Is there already enough carbon dioxide and methane to create runaway climate catastrophe? Some people think so. Well, perhaps. But every solar panel, every bit of caulking or LED light bulb or improvement in local building code slows down climate chaos. One or two fewer hurricanes, one or two fewer wildfires, fewer flooded homes, fewer species going extinct, and a shorter time to recover. Every little bit helps. Like with voting or weight loss or BAI buddies, every little bit helps.
California, the highest population, plus huge food imports, plus fracking.
Exports,
plus fracking equals disaster. Every once in a while, there is a food recall in California. How do they know to recall the food? There's some way they always know, when people get sick or someone dies. Why does it happen so often?
because they have a high population, there is a lot of waste being produced by those people, and they need a place to put it, so they use it as fertilizer. Green Street actually went into great detail, very good detail this morning on that issue. But also, they have a lot of fracking. Fracking creates a lot of wastewater. It's toxic wastewater. But California's out of water. They don't have enough water for their people. So they use fracking wastewater for irrigation.
Oh, my God.
Figuring out, well, if they combine it with regular water so they have twice as much water, solution to pollution is dilution. and that seems to be the way they solve the problems, government or corporation. So when you have – and one of the things about human waste, right, it used to be called night soil. People used to be able – people did use it for fertilizer, but I'm talking hundreds of years ago. Nowadays –
Everything
gets put in there. People flush medicine down their toilets.
Not only that, what people eat these days is
right.
not what everybody ate before was probably compostable and good for the planet. What we eat today with the chemicals in the foods, I wouldn't want my
and then there's things like
squash.
Combined sewer and sewage, so that when it rains. The oil from cars going down the road and people changing their own transmission fluids, they just dump it and it goes down the drain. So all that's being combined in this what used to be night soil. And so basically people are putting poison as fertilizer on crops in California because they don't have anything else and they don't have anything to do with that stuff. And that is why food has so many recalls from California. And I'm surprised there aren't more than there actually are, although maybe there are, and nobody knows about them.
And the corporatists are not going to give up an opportunity to make a profit
right.
and throw something away. They're going to reuse it, and they don't care that it's poisonous.
So that's what's going on. One of the things that I feel strongly about is solutions to the climate problem. And one of the main solutions is to use less electricity. Now, if you use less electricity, you're saving money. And if you use a lot less, you're saving a lot of money. And one of the easiest and cheapest way of doing that is with power strips. Most appliances use electricity even when they're off. If there's a display on them, they're using a lot of electricity. If they work by remote, they're using electricity in order to sense the remote. The people who make these appliances aren't going to have any chip in there so that it uses only the enough electricity to sense the remote or only enough electricity to put on a display. They're going to the electricity is going to go in and it's going to use as much as it always uses all the time.
Well, we have call-ins later. If you're one of those people who've listened to Ken over this time, and you turn off your power strips when you leave the house, you don't need anything on when you leave the house.
Right, or when you're asleep.
If you're one of those people, call in please and let us know how much money you save in your electric bill.
Yeah, that would be cool to hear.
One
of my friends is saving $50. Another one of my friends is saving $100 a month. Both of them in Queens. I'm not sure what that means.
I brought my Con Edison Summer Energy Report to show you, to brag about how my home is efficient.
I'm just wondering, you're under
no,
under 100 kilowatt hours a month?
I'm efficient.
Well, that's good.
Yay.
Yeah.
And now we have...
Oh, it's the efficient homes, and then you're even more efficient than what they say an efficient home is. Good for you.
And, now, what about a power strip that has nothing in it, like the one there on the floor? It's on, but it has nothing in it. Is that still drawing? It should be. It's got a light.
That light is drawing. It's not drawing much. Power strips don't draw much for that light.
If there's nothing plugged into it. All right.
But, yeah, it should be unplugged.
Yeah.
But it's there, I guess, for convenience. But I know people who they do put things in a power strip, and then they put the power strip under their desk. So they can't turn it off without difficulty. It's like, we just move the power strip. That's all. And because so many appliances use so much power when they're off, you can turn them all off with one flick. It's actually convenient.
Do you really need the clock going on your microwave oven when you're not home? Really don't. Nobody is there to see it.
And I know a lot of people, they don't bother with the power strip. They just simply unplug these appliances. They plug them in when they need them and unplug them when they don't need them. And that does the same thing as well. When I told them about phantom load, which is what it's called, or vampire electricity, they're like, my mom unplugs everything. She's saving a lot of money, isn't she? And I'm like, yes, she is.
Don't laugh at your mother.
Yep.
Another way to save money during the season, in the winter, everybody knows you want to block drafts. You want to put some block under your door to keep the heat in.
Right.
Okay. Well, you know, if you block the draft under the doors in the summer, also you're stopping the air conditioning, if you're using air conditioning, to go out. So you'll save money all year round if you block the draft, any draft areas.
So do the same summer and winter.
Yeah.
Sounds good. And one of the first guests that I had on Ecologic back in 2002, about, I don't know, 5 months after the show started, was Larry Gonick. Larry Gonick was the art director for Discover magazine, science magazine. He's got a series of graphic novels called The Cartoon History of the Universe. And he also has a book called The Cartoon Guide to the Environment. And it's absolutely wonderful. He's got a great sense of humor. He's got a great knowledge of science, and he's so great at communicating that science. And what he did in the Cartoon Guide to the Environment is the first chapter was about Easter Island. Now, most people know about Easter Island with the giant heads and giant stone heads that was part of their religion. Easter Island, at one point, was a tropical paradise. And then they cut down all the trees and it became a desert island. And Easter Island is a very small island. Whoever cut down the last tree, he knew it was the last tree.
Now, I always thought they cut down the trees for firewood. But you were saying that
they also used them as rollers.
Right.
To roll these giant statues from the quarry to where they set them up. So they did both. And
the first known climate catastrophe.
Well, in a manner of speaking, first it's hard to say, but what Larry Gonick did in the Cartoon Guide to the Environment is use an Easter Island statue every time he was explaining some stupid thing that people did somewhere to destroy their environment. You may all remember from when you were a kid in school about the Fertile Crescent, right? The Tigris-Euphrates River, the Nile River, and the area in between. Most of that is desert now, right? Humans turned the Fertile Crescent into a desert. And so he talks about that, draws a picture of a Easter Island statue. So he's reminding all these things that you know about that you may not be conscious of. You know, it's all part of the climate degradation that humans have been doing to the planet here, there, and all over. And a small island is going to feel the effects of stupid climate decisions a lot faster than a large island, which will feel the effects a lot faster than an entire continent. So you will see the effects of climate change in small areas and then larger areas and larger and larger. And Australia is an example of a large island that is feeling really strong climate effects.
Please donate to Australian Relief.
The Australian Prime Minister is in denial about the link between their wildfires and climate change.
Amazing.
Typical denier. The UK Guardian newspaper has an article on 2019 being the hottest year on record for Australia, averaging 1.5 degrees centigrade above normal for the entire year. That's almost 3 degrees Fahrenheit. 1.5 degrees centigrade. Sound familiar? That's what the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change warned was a catastrophic increase. And Australia is showing, yes, it is a catastrophic increase. Don't ignore, oh, it's only 1.5 degrees centigrade. The Huffington Post reports 500 million animals dead in all the blazes.
Oh, no.
But ecologists know that most of the bodies will simply burn up. So they're going to undercount just what kind of flora and fauna degradation Australia has. But the government still wants to expand their coal industry. They want to contribute to their own environmental degradation.
Myopic.
I mean, I fear geoengineering to be their next step because it can get worse. Anything to protect the poison power industries. And that goes for corporate media, too, as Fairness and Accuracy in Reporting points out on fair.org. Corporate media is protecting. They're not making links between climate change and the fires in Australia or the fires in California or fires in Alaska. Alaska doesn't have wildfires like that. They do now. And there are nuclear dumps in Australia. And smoke is, quote, an efficient and effective host for the spread of radioactive particles. So, yeah, it can get worse. We do have good news later on the show.
The UK Guardian also has an article by Jeremy Hance called Lethal Algae Blooms, as we're going to talk about now. Lethal Algae Blooms, an Ecosystem Out of Balance. The article opens with a dramatic photo of huge algae bloom on Lake Erie. The water became so toxic that people were advised not only to not drink it, but not to touch it, even to wash their hands. The National Guard was called in to supply drinking water. Florida had a 14-month algae bloom.
And that was inconceivable when I was an oceanography student in Florida. But the climate has changed a lot since then.
Algae is at the base of the food chain and supplies about half of the world's oxygen. Did you know that? But when nature is out of balance, it becomes deadly. Chemicals, greenhouse gases, radiation, deforestation are putting nature out of balance. It's a really interesting article. Follow the link from our EcoLinks page.
And do you still think of Amazon as a benign online bookstore? An article by Oliver Millman in the UK Guardian newspaper reveals that they threaten to fire employees just for speaking out on climate. A spokeswoman told The Guardian, an Amazon spokeswoman, our policy regarding external communications is similar to other large companies. That's an excuse.
Huh.
The threats to those employees occurred after Amazon's well-publicized, quote, climate pledge. The threats make that pledge sound like greenwashing. They should have applauded those employees instead.
Truly. Let's end tonight with, or at least the news, with some good news.
Yeah.
Was I glad to read these articles by Jordan Davidson on EcoWatch.com and Rosie McCall in Newsweek. One of the world's greatest climate chaos threats is the methane trapped in the Arctic permafrost. That's land that has been permanently frozen for centuries and is now thawing due to the global warming part of climate chaos. An international team of scientists from Scotland and Russia has devised a new way of extracting the methane before it gets into the air, where it becomes a greenhouse gas, which is 120 times worse than carbon dioxide. The process also replaces
The process replaces the methane with carbon dioxide.
Right.
So less carbon dioxide in the air, less methane in the air.
That's right. So it's a double win. All right. They claim it can reduce fossil fuel extraction, but the fossil fuel companies already extract more methane than people need, so that's not likely. Even if the methane leaks during the process, it's still less methane into the atmosphere than would have gone up when the permafrost melted completely. So glad that there are people working on this.
Yeah, isn't that great? So Environment TV airs on Manhattan Neighborhood Network this Sunday and is often a video version of Ecologic. Different cable providers have different channels. They all air Environment TV at 11 a.m. every other Sunday. Charlie Olson adds great graphics. If you miss any WBAI show, it'll be on the WBAI.org archives 5 or 10 minutes after the show ends. To read the full articles we summarize on any episode of Ecologic from the past few years, we link to all those articles on the EcoLinks page of the Ecologic website, www.ecoradio.org. I haven't put the links for today's show up yet, so I'll do that tonight or tomorrow. Our Facebook page is WBAI Ecologic, no spaces or dashes, WBAI Ecologic. And please click like. For more environmental news, go to theenvironmenttv.com, biologicaldiversity.org, or ecowatch.com. Ecoradio.org is the main Ecologic page, and from there you can go to past guests, EcoLinks, and our own permanent archives, ecoradio.org. And you are listening to Ecologic on WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org.
And we are accepting call-ins tonight. So please give us a call. Let us know what you think about some of the things that we discussed tonight. The call-in number is 212-209-2877. Again, that's 212-209-2877.
Oh, we should reintroduce ourselves. I'm Ken Gale.
And I'm Donna Stein.
And we'll be here every Tuesday from 8 to 9 till the end of the month.
Stay tuned.
But check the website. if you don't find us, check the website. Check the internet. There's a lot. There are times that something happens to the signal between here and the Empire and the transmitter in Times Square. And so if you're hearing static on the air, which does seem to happen way too often, go to the internet. You can hear WBAI on the internet without static. So when that happens, you haven't lost your ability to listen to the station.
And while we're waiting for some call-ins, do we have anybody yet? Okay. Well, I should have announced it earlier when I said we were going to take call-ins. 212-209-2877. But if we'd love your opinions on and information that we had before on the tax information that you do not the because of the Trump's policies.
What was our news today? We were addressing the New York Times doom and gloom. Talked about how to save energy, tax changes in the tax code, islands as teachers of environmentalism, the radioactive dust in the smoke of a fire, fracking waste used to irrigate food, lethal algae, Amazon stifling employees, and we do have a call. So 212-209-2877, you're on the air.
Good evening, kids. This is Rose from Flemington.
Oh, you have
to
speak up.
To find you. Upset that I missed Green Street this morning, but whoever was discussing the fact it was going to be on in the morning didn't give us the time. What I would like to say is that the power of the telephone is amazing when it comes to local politicians.
Ah, very good.
And I'm a pest. I bug everybody from Washington to Trenton. I live in Jersey, naturally. And had the pleasure of living in Manhattan for 20 years and know a great deal about soundproofing and keeping drafts down without spending a lot of money.
Very good.
Good for you.
And one of my things is, and I've learned about hempcrete, and we've just taken the idea that hemp will be growing in New Jersey, but you have to get a $300 license. So I said, well, how about you take some of that money and not just try to balance your budget, but let's get some hempcrete plants, you know, where we can build the hempcrete, which is evidently very important for losing sand. Industrial grade sand is at a premium now. And it's harder than stone when mixed with lime. It's sort of like bamboo. It's got a crumbly insides. So
hempcrete is a concrete made with hemp.
Yeah, and you mix the hemp soft stuff inside with lime, and it has an R factor in it as well, which is good. A little bit of insulation.
Right,
and
that's what R factor is.
Stronger than cement.
Huh.
Now, there's the weirdest thing I heard about this, because I mean, I only listen to the radio. I don't have all the goods. I'm an electronic Luddite. Is that you can't plant it too close to blueberries because they'll cross-pollinate. I thought that was
Whoa.
Now, yeah.
Will you have blueberries that are very hard?
I guess so, yeah. But more importantly, we need to start harassing the governor's aides and say, look, you know, we know we're going to have our brains nuked out there on the top of the poles, and we have no say in the matter. It's very important that people start doing proactive things right now. Space blankets are fabulous, painter's tape against the glass. Mm-hmm. And then aluminum blinds seem to be able to reflect some of that craziness. I'm a double Dacron or nylon sheer person. That cuts a lot of drafts down. And people can make drape. I mean, you can go out and buy at the junk shop old drapes and use them. I back them up with things like bedspreads for soundproofing. And also, you can take bedspreads and hang them on rings, and you'll get a lot of insulatory factor. I live in an old green belt building. The concept was developed in World War II after the devastation of Europe.
So how's your electric bill been compared to what it used to be?
Well, I'm unfortunately blind.
Okay.
And people read me my bill, and I, just pay it. I do have some,
I would bet that it's probably a lot lower than if you didn't do all these things.
Yeah. Well, you know, we've got to fight back.
Okay. Well, we have a lot of calls coming in. So
and call your politicians and give them the ideas that you think are important, because big industry is going to have your lunch and spit it on your.
Thank you, Rose.
That is true.
That's important advice.
Have a great evening. Thank you so much for being there.
Thank you for
you are a blessing. Bye bye.
Thank you.
And your call to a politician, they think of it as 20 or 30 people. So there's call back, whoever you were. 212-209-2877. You're on the air.
Well, I just really am happy to follow the last caller. I'm so happy she was talking about calling the politicians and I was lucky enough to hear Green Street today at 10 a.m. and I was there, and Patty and Doug Wood were there, and they had a wonderful interview and talking about the 5G.
Yeah, that's important.
Referring to this man wrote the book Invisible Rainbow, the Invisible Rainbow, and he said that not only he was a doctor and he was working in a hospital when he got affected by radiation, and it was ionized radiation, ionized electromagnetic.
Yeah, ionizing radiation is what comes out of a nuclear power plant.
Yes, and he was affected because he said that it's other kinds besides the nuclear. It can come out to in other ways.
And by the way, there's a 5G wake-up call every week that we should put the link on the EcoLinks page.
On the EcoLinks page is a link to a web page which was a lot of scientific articles on 5G. Joe McManus asked me to publicize an event they were doing. I said that I wanted to include some science about this because some of the people who are active on 5G are not the kind of people you can trust with information, and a lot of the people are. And I wanted to make sure people knew that there were trustworthy people who are working on this issue, that 5G is a real threat.
The man said that not only can it cause cancer, but he mentioned diabetes, heart disease because he talked about the endocrine disruptors.
Well, yeah, and like he was saying, I was listening to the show too, and like he was saying, it can be the subtle things that you don't think of as being affecting us by 5G. It could be little things like insomnia.
Well, there's the other thing.
That's what he mentioned. And so this, it was wonderful. You could go to the archives.
Yep, go to the archives.
Go
10 a.m. this morning, and you can get the whole hour show.
Yes.
We certainly can't do the whole hour of it in 15 minutes.
No. The man's name was Arthur Furstenberg. He's the Dr.
Okay.
Arthur Furstenberg. He wrote Invisible Rainbow.
Thanks so much for your input.
Yeah. Yes, you're welcome. Thank you.
And any toxic material, whether it's radioactive or otherwise, if it can cause cancer, it can cause a lot of other problems as well.
We were saying before, the endocrine system is
involved with almost every aspect of your life.
Right.
Your bodily functions are basically about chemical reactions, and all of the elements of those chemical reactions are in your body already. So how come they're not doing anything? Because the endocrine system is controlling it, and they tell the body when to do this or when to do that. It's a very important aspect of our body. It's like,
and it's a very good, besides the fact that we tell you how to turn off your power strips when you leave the house, when you're going to sleep, you need to take the electronics far away from your bed. You don't need the electronics right by you. You don't need to sleep with your cell phone. I know some
people
do that.
But what if it rains?
I know.
What if somebody texts you in the middle of the night? Yeah.
Too many people have their analog phones anymore, do they?
No.
I do. I like.
Well, I do too, because if I have to do radio from home, analog works better than cell phone.
Do you ever do radio from home?
I have.
Oh.
Yeah, one time I was a guest on Ecologic when J.K. was subbing.
Oh, I remember that. That was cool.
And another time I had laryngitis and I couldn't come in. And so I was typing on the information. Max was playing a Modesty Blaze radio drama. And I have a lot of information on Modesty Blaze and Peter O'Donnell who wrote her. And so my wife would read what I wrote, information behind the scenes stuff, and read it into the radio, and then Max would play the radio drama. It was a pretty wild way to do radio, but it worked. But at any rate, our number here is
212-209-2877. I think we have time for one more call.
Yeah, we do.
And the two calls we've had have brought up fabulous points. One is to call your elected officials. That's so important. Every Monday there's a call anti-fracking and anti-stopping pipelines to Governor Cuomo. The link to Cuomo's number, I don't have it in front of me. The link to call Governor Cuomo every Monday is on the website. And if you have a cell phone and you'd like to get texted, there is an organization that will text you every Monday to remind you to call Governor Cuomo. So,
actually, there's several. Sustained Energy Project and Food and Water Watch.
No, it's the same call.
Do that.
It's the same.
Yeah, it's the same call.
They,
so there's two different organizations that are getting this going.
Good.
So 212-209-2877. This is Ecologic here on WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org. And we'll be here every Tuesday for till the end of the month. We may go to 10 a.m. alternating with Green Street, and that may change as well.
Now, we can always count on Rose to come up with some great tidbits to talk about. Rose, are you a BAI buddy? We need people to become BAI buddies. We have talked about it earlier in the show. We don't need to talk about it again because this station has been coming out of a long period of a siege that we had, and for a month we were off the air as a rogue faction took us over. But we're back on the air, and we're having some...
It took a two months of fund drive to make up for the 1 month that they cost us, because it was October is always a better month than November and December, but we had no choice. But now we're back completely. All the shows are back.
So go to the website and sign up and become a BAA buddy.
So 212-209-2877. You're on the air.
Hi. Since you didn't get another call, I just wanted to tell you, and you brought it up.
Your name again?
It's Zabby.
Hi, Zabby.
Hey. I got something from PSEG, Long Island, and it says, hey, we've got our eye on the future. Here are a few things we're working on to light up your tomorrow. Coming soon, smart meters.
That's another discussion.
I just want to alert people, because I just got this, I think, in the last 3 weeks, and we need to team up, because this is what they mentioned also on the show this morning with Green Street, that Patty was saying how they're charging if you opt out. They're going to charge in Nassau County. She mentioned some astounding price. I couldn't believe it.
The reason they're charging to opt out is because the main reason for these smart meters is so that they can basically fire people. They want to get rid of union workers. So the people who read the meters, they want to do it electronically. And so that's what the smart meters are for. But what's going on is that they're always on. So, and of course, who's paying for the electricity for these smart meters to constantly be sending out information for the, you know, one time a month that the utility needs it?
My meter is inside my apartment. So once a month, the Con Edison guy comes into my apartment and reads the meter. And he can't personally advise, but when I told him that I want to opt out of the program where I get the smart meter and they no longer, he was really glad. I mean, because they're all looking for more for other jobs, because they won't have.
This is a labor issue.
Horrible.
It's not just an environmental issue; it's a labor issue, and I don't hear that connection being made often enough. But anyway, the calls are starting to come in. 212-209-2877. You're on the air.
Fracking. Earth is cracking. Because they're fracking with our planet as we sleep. Don't you feel the violation way down deep? Will we let them frack us like a flock of sheep?
That sounds like a raging granny to me.
I'm raging. That was a great concert, folks, on Saturday at People's Voice Cafe. Wow. That was a lot of people. It was standing room. It was amazing.
And, you know, one of the things I did not mention.
Singing. They sing at that cafe. I love that.
Oh, yeah, they do. The whole audience. I mean, think about 100 people singing along with the performers. It was great. And the Raging Grannies wrote a song dedicated to WBAI.
Judith Ackerman, who's been involved with BAI since she was 11 or 19. I'm not sure which, but she's been a long-time listener.
Speak up.
A lot of us Raging Grannies are long-time listeners of WBAI, and she wrote that song for WBAI.
Yeah, I remember somebody saying that at one of the practices there were 7 people, and you guys figured out that between the 7 of you, there was 330 years of listening to WBAI.
All right.
You can get numbers that large when you're talking about the Raging Grannies. But the song that Judith wrote about BAI was just so charming. It was wonderful. And Judith Ackerman is a regular caller and a long-time listener.
You want to hear it? Do you have time?
We have time.
Yeah, go for it.
We are here because we need our station. BAI is our lifeline. Radios play across our nation. Let us give support in time. At this fundraiser, we stand together with the staff at BAI. Give money, sister, brother, so BAI will thrive.
And oh my goodness, it's almost 8:55, so we have to end the show.
It was a great show. It was very interesting. But that stuff about California and the fracking just made me crazy.
Yeah.
They frack stuff to make vegetables.
Well
thanks,
anyway,
Mercy.
We're going to have to hang up. But we'll be back next week, and Out FM is coming on. We have John and Naomi both are here. So you want to stay tuned. And thanks for listening. And if you missed any of the show, you can go to WBAI.org in about 5 or 10 minutes, and you'll be able to hear all of it, as you can for all the shows. If you liked what you heard and you want a friend of yours somewhere to hear it, they can go to WBAI.org and listen to the show. Thanks to you.
Thank you.
Thank each and every one of you for coming by.
And while he's thanking those folks, let me take this opportunity to thank all of you, our listeners and support staff, our contributors, our interns, the volunteers, producers, and the entire crew that works countless hours to bring WBAI into your lives.
Hi, my name is Michael G. Haskins. WBAI is listener-supported, commercial-free, resistance radio, challenging norms and defying them. Let's break down what that means. It means that no clandestine corporate entity tells me how to do my show. You better believe that. It means that you, the listener, and the diverse WBAI community have a voice which reverberates across the tri-state area. You drive this station. So fuel us. Donate by visiting give2WBAI.org or pledge right now from your smartphone by texting the letters WBAI to 41444. And thank you for your support.
Hi, this is Jerry Stiller. You are listening to WBAI New York 99.5 FM and WBAI.org on the web. Where are my keys? Anybody see my keys? Who took my keys?
You've been listening to Code Pink Radio here over listener-sponsored non-commercial Pacifica Radio. This is locally controlled WBAI New York. You've listened to a co-production between WBAI and our sister station, our sister Pacifica station, WPFW in Washington, D.C. Please consider becoming a sustaining member of your local station, WBAI. You can do that by calling 516-620-3602. Operators are standing by. Tell the operator that you want to be.
New York isn't like any other place. And WBAI isn't like any other radio station. For more than 60 years, WBAI has been your go-to for independent, non-commercial, free speech programming. Join the WBAI family as a BAI buddy in the name of your favorite show today. It's easy. Just go to give2, that's the number 2, WBAI.org, or text WBAI to 41444, or call 516-620-3602. That's 516-620-3602. When you become a BAI buddy, you show your support for great programs on politics, news, the arts, music, and culture. Supporting WBAI means supporting programming that lets you hear from your elected officials with hosts who hold them accountable. Go to give2, that's the number 2, WBAI.org, or call 516-620-3602 now. Don't wait. You know these times are too important. Please give as generously as you can. It's really easy to make a recurring monthly donation. It only takes a minute. Just go to WBAI.org, click ways to donate, and say you want to be a BAI buddy in the name of your favorite program. WBAI has spoken up for New Yorkers for more than 60 years. Now, it's time to speak up for WBAI. Go to give2, that's the number 2, WBAI.org, or text WBAI to 41444. Give to WBAI today. Be heard.
Yeah.
This station is so significant for me. I remember the days that we were fighting against the overuse of stop and frisk. No other station would cover the conversation and inform the listeners.
Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams.
The acronym for WBAI is where badass insurgents learn how to get their information out in a clear way. This station.